This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So it won't be long until the Visit Malaysia Year 2020 begins. We have less than 4 months. Keith, can you update us on some of the targets that Tourism Malaysia has set for itself?
Yeah, first off, VMY 2020. Well, they've set themselves a target of 30 million tourist arrivals and 100 billion ringgit in tourist receipts for the campaign. Now, these figures are significantly lower than the 36 million arrivals and 160 billion ringgit receipts back in 2009, when VMY 2020 was thought of. The reason was that, well, obviously, between 2009 and now, we've had 2014, where we saw the crashes of MH17 and QZ8501 and MH370, which we still know nothing about. Anyway, Malaysia's tourist arrivals have basically averaged at about 26 million this year to date. It's about 13.5 million for this year. Tourism receipts average about 80 billion ringgit between 2011 and 2018. This year to date at 42 billion, so their targets aren't too far off.
And you're right, it does sort of look achievable, but you know, how are they planning to reach those numbers?
So there are already ongoing campaigns at the various Tourism Malaysia offices overseas, and currently they are hosting media reps from all over the world. It's called Summertime in Malaysia. That's the name of the program, and it's probably how they entice foreigners to come over here.
It's always humid. Summertime in Malaysia. is that the push?
Well, I reckon if it's winter over there, they might want a change in weather when they come over here.
I think it's catchy though. If you
I like it. It's always
summer in Malaysia.
Yeah, correct. I like it. I think that just made more sense to me. It's always summer because summertime in Malaysia is like come here during summer, and I'm like, why would you? it's hot where you are.
We have four seasons. It's haze. It's hot. It's sunny, and it rains. That's all.
Okay. Well, anyway, we had the chance to ask Tourism Malaysia's Director General, Datuk Musa Yusof, about his game plan for VMY 2020. He's looking at tourists who tend to spend more during their stay in Malaysia as opposed to the overall total number of tourists who come in.
In terms of overall for 2020, we are looking at 100 billion ringgit. If you look on the target for the per capita expenditure, if you take into the average, about 3,400 ringgit per capita. So of course, we would like to push it up to 4,000. But actually per capita, we would like to target it according to the market. So if you look on the per capita, our target is very much for the Middle Eastern market. See, last year, the top five per capita expenditure is from the Middle East. From Saudi, Oman, UAE, Bahrain, and even from Iran. They come in, they spend like 2 weeks, they bring the whole lot of family in.
So that was Tourism Malaysia's Director General Datuk Musa Yusof. Basically, even though the number of tourists from China, Singapore and even Indonesia far exceeds those from the Middle East, they don't spend quite as much here, is what he believes. Also, there's the MICE market. That's the acronym for meetings, incentives, conferencing, exhibitions. That's one very lucrative source of revenue as well, because these are basically travellers who come here to attend events for which they don't actually have to fork out their own cash. Usually, their companies send them here for it.
And that might potentially leave them with more money to spend on other things,
yeah.
Presumably. So looking at the stock markets today, I did notice that Hong Kong went flying after Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced that she's withdrawing the extradition bill, the very thing that sparked protests from 13 weeks ago. Genting Malaysia had some business there. Did the stock react?
Yeah, it did a little bit. But before that, Hong Kong, interestingly enough, made its biggest gain in months, closing up nearly 4% today. As for Genting Malaysia, it ended up 1% at 3.11 ringgit, and there's Genting Hong Kong is also listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. That was up 2.2%, but there was some buying interest, especially in the Hong Kong stock, more because it was spurred by bargain hunting than anything else.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.